In 1993, when I first started going to the Episcopal Church, St. Luke's in Kearney, Nebraska, it was around Easter time, and I remember that summer being fairly new to the Episcopal Church and not realizing that how set we get in our ways at times. That instead of singing the Gloria, because, you know, if you look at your prayer book, it says, you know, basically the Gloria or some other hymn, appropriate hymn of praise. We sang today's gradual hymn. For about a month or two, we sang, I Want to Walk as a Child of the Light. As I said, I didn't realize that, you know, this was totally wrong because, you know, Episcopalians don't sing anything other than the Gloria. But it very early in becoming Episcopalian, and I had basically lived more or less. I always refer to myself as an agnostic for years. I think I never really thought about it. It just seems like a, you know, an easy title when people ask, well, what were you were before you were an Episcopalian? But at that time, I had really felt a deep connection, and this hymn just really sang to me. And especially when you put today's reading from the first letter of John, where it talks about there not being any darkness in Christ. And for those of us who walk in Christ, we walk in the light. And so this hymn became a very important part of my understanding of being a Christian, that it really was about living a life in Christ. It wasn't about being all rule bound. It wasn't about, you know, the us and thems and all that other things that sometimes happen in the church. It was about us walking and doing our best to live our lives as Christ. And it was also reminding us that at times that we all struggle with it. In our gospel today, we always talk about doubting Thomas. We always seem to focus so much on Thomas in this gospel. And I always feel bad for Thomas. Nobody ever talks about, you know, overreactive Peter or, you know, it's, we always look at Thomas. And I think to myself what it must have been like, you know, to have gone through what these guys had gone through, all these men and women. And then to be told that, you know, the 10 remaining, well, that 10 of the remaining 11 who were there saw Jesus and saw Jesus in the flesh. And I often wonder what it must have been like for Thomas to hear this feeling of disbelief. You know, it's easy for us now to look at and say doubting Thomas, but, you know, we've been telling this story for over 2,000 years. And so we know the conclusion, but to think about what it must have been like for him that day. And to think about the excitement, the wonder, the joy he felt a week later when Jesus did finally reveal himself to Andrew, or to Thomas, and what he must have felt like that day. Now, I think a lot of times we get confused that doubt is some really bad thing. But doubt isn't really a part of our growth as a Christian, you know, because as Christians, we really are called to think about our faith. And at times we each struggle with it. You know, there are those times, I think, in all of our lives where we've asked, you know, God, where are you? Or maybe there's been even times where we've asked God, are you? And yet, in the end, grown stronger because of those moments of doubts. I always think of the essayist Anne Lamott, who talks about her spiritual director explaining to her that the opposite of faith is not doubt. The opposite of faith is certainty. Because when you're too certain about things, there's no flexibility. And then when things do all, you know, go to pot, you shatter. those people who, those of us who are willing to struggle and to grow each time, to gain a little bit more of an understanding. For us, times of doubt can be a time of grace. Now, those times of doubt don't always come during tough times either. Sometimes they come when things are just too good. We get a little bit lax, we get a little complacent, and we don't seem like we're hearing God in our lives. And that is when we probably need to be the most focused. Now, here we are on the second Sunday of Easter, where last week we've celebrated one of the greatest days of the church year. It is the greatest of the day of the church year, where we celebrate the resurrection of Christ. And today we look at this return of Christ, and as he starts revealing himself to his disciples to show them that, yes, I've returned, and to let them know that that promise of eternal life really does exist, and that because of our faith, we have a part of that. But Christ doesn't want us to keep it to ourselves. He doesn't want it to be in the dark. He wants other people to know. He wants us to go out and share our faith with others. He wants us to talk about our experiences and at times to let other people know about our doubts. Now, I don't know about you, but there's nothing harder when you're struggling being in a room of people who appear like they've never questioned God in their lives. Because I don't know about you, when I get into a room full of people who act like they've never have struggled with God, sometimes I feel like, am I doing something wrong? So it's just as important to us to talk about our struggles as it is about the good times, the joyful times, those times of complete faith, to allow other people to know that, you know, we always talk about, you know, this being this journey. And let's face it, faith is not a smooth path. You know, Jesus talked about the narrow road, but there are some ups and downs on that narrow path at times. But by sharing our faith with others, to allow other people to know that, yes, I too have struggled, it gives other people permission to realize that this is okay. This is a part of what it means to be a Christian. That the doubt is just as important as those moments of complete acceptance. So my sisters and brothers, as this time of Easter, as we continue to celebrate this great joy, I encourage you to share your story with others. Not just the nice parts, but the difficult times. Not to show off your scars, but to allow other people to know that, yes, this happens, and you're going to be okay. That's a wonderful thing about Christ, is that throughout all the struggles, through all the difficulties, through even the most joyful parts of our life, Christ is there to let us know that it's all going to be all right. So my brothers and sisters, I encourage you to go out and share that message, to allow other people to know that it's okay.